She was the star of a recruiting campaign to get women to help out on the home front during World War II. She's Rosie the Riveter. Her bandana, jumpsuit, and flexed bicep are iconic. Rosie represented scores of women, about 5 million, known as Rosies, who between 1942 and 1947 built bombers, tanks, and munitions in U.S. factories. By 1943, the U.S. aircraft industry workforce was 65% female, up from 1% before the war. And by 1945, nearly one out of every four married women in the U.S. worked outside the home. And you want to know something great? Rosies were really good at those jobs. During that five-year span, U.S. factory productivity rose and quality improved. But then, after the war, those women were laid off en masse, and they took up different vocations back at home for another couple generations. One step forward, folks.